Turquía, you have the floor.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. We congratulate you on your presidency and assure you of our cooperation and support. I will make an abridged version of my statement. The full statement will be shared with the issue. The convention is an integral part of international humanitarian law, which prohibit and restrict use of certain conventional weapons with indiscriminate effects and aims to prevent people's suffering. This humanitarian aspect of the convention constitutes one of its strongest features. Turkey sees this every opportunity to encourage adherence to this fundamental international regime and fully implements the convention and its protocols to which it is a party. Turkey underlines that the CCW is the right forum to address challenges posed by the emerging technologies and laws. The future mandate should provide us a basis for taking forward the substantial progress made to date in group of governmental experts. Mr. President, CCW confirms that even when not covered under the convention, civilians remain under the protection and authority of the principles of international law. For protection of civilians and reducing human suffering in armed conflicts, we joined 83 countries that endorsed the political declaration on EVIPA. We are deeply concerned with ongoing violence in Palestine. Extensive civilian harm is inflicted in Gaza due to use of heavy explosive weapons in populated areas by Israel. This violates customary international humanitarian law and is in complete contradiction of the EVIPA political declaration. Civilian death toll surpassed 11,000, most of them women and children. We are appalled that the total number of children killed in Gaza is more than the number of children that died in armed conflicts globally since 2019. Explosive weapons used in Gaza will render the region uninhabitable for decades to come. This has to stop. We welcome the adoption of General Assembly Resolution titled Protection of Civilians and Upholding Legal and Humanitarian Obligations by an overwhelming majority. The resolution calls for immediate ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian aid. We regret that some EVIPA signatories abstained or voted against the resolution in utter disregard of their following commitments: to facilitate rapid, safe, and unhindered humanitarian access to those in need, actively promote the declaration, pursue its effective implementation by the greatest possible number of states, and seek its adherence to its commitments by all parties. Mr. President, the ongoing war against the people of Gaza is a litmus test for this convention. We urge high contracting parties to uphold the resolve they demonstrated while negotiating this convention and its protocols and help end the suffering of the Palestinian people. Thank you.